Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book 1001 Brain Boosting Hacks Protect Your Memory and Reverse Dementia Naturally is a practical brain health guide by Dr. Clint Steele, a clinician known for brain-based chiropractic and public education on cognitive resilience. The book belongs to the popular health and longevity category, specifically the non-pharmaceutical dementia prevention niche. Its purpose is to translate research on neuroplasticity, lifestyle medicine, and daily behavior into 100 short actions that readers can apply to protect memory, sharpen attention, and support people worried about dementia or Alzheimer's disease. Rather than presenting cognitive decline as an unavoidable result of aging, the book frames the brain as adaptable and responsive to repeated inputs from food, movement, sleep, stress regulation, mental challenge, and environment. Its appeal lies in its format: many small interventions instead of one complex protocol. The book is best understood as a lifestyle-oriented guide to cognitive support, not as a replacement for medical diagnosis or treatment. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, neuroplasticity as the foundation for cognitive improvement. A central idea in the book is that the adult brain remains capable of adaptation. Dr. Clint Steele uses neuroplasticity as the conceptual basis for arguing that memory problems should not be viewed only through genetics, age, or irreversible decline. In practical terms, this means the brain is shaped by repeated signals, what a person practices, how often the body moves, how sleep is protected, how inflammation is reduced, and how stress is managed. The book applies this concept in a broad, accessible way by encouraging readers to create daily conditions that support repair, learning, and neurological resilience. This framing matters because it changes the role of the reader from passive observer to active participant. Instead of focusing only on fear of dementia, the book emphasizes inputs that may strengthen cognitive reserve, which is the brain ability to keep functioning despite age-related or disease-related pressures. The idea is not that every case of dementia can be simply reversed through habits, but that lifestyle choices can influence risk factors and brain performance. This makes neuroplasticity the organizing principle behind the 1-1-1 hacks, rather than just a scientific term included for credibility. Secondly, lifestyle domains are treated as interacting brain health systems. The book stands out by organizing brain support across multiple lifestyle domains instead of treating memory as a single problem with a single solution. Diet, movement, mindset, sleep, and environmental conditions are presented as overlapping influences on cognitive function. This is important because memory decline is rarely linked to one isolated habit. Poor sleep can worsen attention and emotional regulation. Inactivity can reduce circulation and metabolic health, and chronic stress can interfere with learning and recall. By spreading the hacks across several domains, the book encourages readers to think systemically about the brain. Food is not discussed only as weight management, but as a source of nutrients and metabolic signals. Movement is not limited to fitness, but connected to blood flow, coordination, and nervous system activation. Sleep is treated as a restoration process rather than a passive state. The environmental emphasis also broadens the discussion beyond personal willpower, suggesting that surroundings, routines, and exposures can either support or burden the brain. This integrated approach aligns the book with lifestyle medicine while keeping the format practical. Its value comes from helping readers identify several adjustable levers rather than searching for one dramatic intervention. Thirdly, the 101 hack format lowers the barrier to behavior change. The structure of 101 short hacks is one of the book's most practical features. Cognitive health advice can become overwhelming when it is delivered as a large medical protocol or a long list of restrictions. By breaking the subject into small actions, the book makes change feel more approachable for readers who may already be anxious about memory loss. The format also allows different entry points. A reader who is not ready for major dietary change might begin with a sleep adjustment, a walking habit, a mental challenge, or a stress reduction practice. This flexibility is useful because adherence is often the limiting factor in lifestyle-based health improvement. Small habits can be repeated, measured informally, and combined over time. The approach also fits caregivers, who may need simple steps they can introduce without overwhelming the person they support. The possible limitation is that a large number of hacks can create decision fatigue if readers try to apply everything at once. The book is strongest when used selectively. Readers can choose a few changes with high relevance to their situation, practice them consistently, and then add others as routines become stable. Fourthly, non-pharmaceutical dementia prevention is presented with an empowerment frame. A major theme of the book is that cognitive decline can be addressed through non-pharmaceutical strategies. This does not mean that medical care is unnecessary, but it does challenge the idea that readers must wait passively for symptoms to worsen or for drug treatment to be the only option. Dr. Steele positions lifestyle changes as tools for improving memory, clarity, and neurological resilience. This framing is appealing because many people concerned about dementia want actions they can take immediately, improving sleep timing, increasing movement, adding cognitive challenge, managing stress, or modifying nutrition. The book also claims research support for its hacks, which places it within a growing market of science-informed brain health guides. A balanced reading should distinguish between risk reduction, symptom support, and disease reversal. Lifestyle interventions may improve cognitive performance and address contributing factors, but dementia has many causes and should be evaluated by qualified medical professionals. The book is most useful when its recommendations are treated as complementary habits that may support brain health alongside appropriate assessment and care. Its empowerment message is strongest when paired with realistic expectations, consistency, and attention to individual health conditions. Lastly, caregivers and early-stage memory concerns receive practical attention. The book is aimed not only at individuals who want to stay sharp, but also at families and caregivers facing early memory concerns. And has they also been, they were for space. This audience matters because dementia prevention and support often happen in ordinary daily routines rather than clinical settings. Caregivers need strategies that are understandable, repeatable, and adaptable to the abilities of the person they support. The book format can help by offering a menu of possible actions, rather than requiring one rigid plan. A caregiver might focus on making movements safer and more regular, improving sleep cues, encouraging familiar mental engagement, or reducing environmental stressors. For people noticing early forgetfulness, the book reinforces the value of acting before decline becomes severe. Early intervention is a recurring idea in brain health because habits are easier to build when a person still has enough independence and insight to participate. The book also addresses the emotional side of memory problems indirectly by replacing fatalism with practical structure. Its greatest relevance for caregivers is not that it offers a cure, but that it gives them concrete ways to support daily function, preserve engagement, and create a more brain-friendly routine. In conclusion, 1-1 Brain-Boosting Hacks is best suited for readers who want a practical, lifestyle-based approach to memory protection rather than a technical neuroscience textbook. It will be most useful for adults worried about cognitive decline, people with a family history of dementia, caregivers seeking non-drug support strategies, and health-conscious readers interested in longevity. Its practical benefit is the conversion of broad brain health ideas into small, repeatable behaviors across nutrition, movement, sleep, stress management, mental stimulation, and environment. Its intellectual benefit is the accessible use of neuroplasticity as a framework for understanding why daily inputs may influence cognitive resilience. Compared with many books in the dementia prevention category, it stands out through its large hack-based format and its emphasis on immediate application. Some similar books focus heavily on one protocol, one diet, or one theory of disease. This book is positioned more as a broad toolkit, allowing readers to select actions that fit their circumstances. The balanced way to read it is as a guide for building supportive habits, not as a substitute for medical evaluation or guaranteed disease reversal. Its differentiating strength is the combination of hopeful framing, wide lifestyle coverage, and simple implementation steps for both individuals and caregivers. If you would like to support Dr. Clint Steele, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.